Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report, and we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill. I agree with you.
That's right. It's amazing.
What, life via algorithm?
Mm-hmm.
What baffles me is why more people don't object.
Yeah, well.
Baffles me.
Well, speaking about why more people don't object, I have to ask you something here. We've got another speaker coming to, as put together by Housatonic Valley Regional High School this week, by the administration. We now have a PR department working for Region 1, which astounds me.
There has been some talk. Yes, the communications. There's been a person handling communications, and
is that like the White House press office?
I'm sorry, I
didn't realize this.
It's a paid professional that comes in and is getting paid actually quite a bit.
So mm-hmm. Taxpayer dollars?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
She has been seen at some meetings this year. She facilitated one of the parent meetings, and
and here's the double problem about it. She also works for CABE.
Yes.
And that.
Why do you explain to civilians who aren't even aware of this?
CABE is a superintendent's, really.
A board. Yeah. Connecticut Association of Boards of Education, who give advice to boards of education for a fee, and they have all sorts of services. And Baldwin Media works for CABE as well as her own.
So it's almost like the board has an advocate. We're paying the board an advocate on top of everything else.
So we're paying for the board to present
their side of their side of the events.
However, you're right, Marshall. It's more. I mean, I would assume the superintendent is being advocated too.
Well, that superintendent and the board are one and the same.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, again, just trying to understand this as a regular person. Is that ultimately part of the budget and therefore part of taxpayer dollars?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Yep.
Excellent.
But there's a couple of meetings, and then there's some meetings this week that are very important that we're going to film for Region 1.
Right. Tomorrow is going to be quite a day. Starting at 2 o'clock, speaking of, the Communications Committee will be meeting to discuss communications, I guess. And the idea is to promote the schools and the region. That's at 2 o'clock, and it says executive session on that, does it not, Marshall?
Yes.
To go into, to talk about something with attorney-client privilege, and there's been some questions about whether that really warrants an executive session. I'm sure that will be discussed during that meeting. That's at 2 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, there's a special board meeting, and they will be discussing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. First special board meeting of the year. I believe they're talking about the NEASC report. That is the accreditation that was done. That took, you know, that's a couple of years in making, and the school is evaluated, and this is the result of that, and it has to be made public, and so this is the meeting that will discuss it.
That was interesting. It's a long report, but in the beginning of the report, they criticize the administration. Now, when I say the administration, I'm talking about the superintendent and implementing a program that nobody was ready for.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, that kind of gets washed away, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's 106 pages, and it is available for anyone who wants to see it. you can read it, but yes, it will be discussed at that meeting at 4 o'clock. And then we also have an interesting meeting in Sharon. The Board of Selectmen will be meeting, and the discussion of the hospital will be on the agenda. What time is that meeting? I think it's the same.
Hang on, I've got it right here in front of me. That meeting, did I bring it in with me? I did bring it in. I think that's...
It's around the same time, I think. Yeah. It's going to be...
But every Board of Selectmen's meeting in Sharon until the Sharon Hospital thing really is settled will have... space on its agenda to talk about the hospital.
Right, and there are going to be some people there representing the hospital or the doctors. And so that should be a very interesting meeting, too, because obviously the issue of the closing of the maternity unit is high on everybody's list.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to look that up and see whether I which meeting I have to run to. So busy day tomorrow. And the rest of the week is kind of quiet. We have Labor Day weekend, which is usually pretty quiet around here, which lets us regroup for the coming year.
Okay, the Board of Selectmen are meeting at 5:30 tomorrow.
Oh, good. Okay,
it's
so we have the 4 o'clock Region 1 and 5:30 Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Well, we'll have cameras at everything anyway.
Great. Good, good. We had a town meeting in Cornwall on Friday night. It was unanimously, members of the townspeople approved a lease agreement between Eversource and the town. The town is going to take over that 3-acre parcel known as the Bend on Lower River Road in West Cornwall, and they're going to upgrade the parking lot, put in some portable toilets, and improve the access to the river for the emergency personnel. Packed town hall, which is usually the way it is. Cornwall people are very civic-minded, and it was approved unanimously. Spent a lot of time in Sheffield this week. That's a very sad story about Rick Boardman.
Oh, yeah.
What a tribute to him, though.
Oh, with the two fire trucks that they took the time to line up and hang the giant American flag.
Right.
It was truly spectacular.
It was amazing, and there were at least 50 vehicles that processed from Canaan to Sheffield, and a real tribute to I didn't know him, but obviously a wonderful man. So so that was, Painting on the Mountain was at Music Mountain this last Saturday, which was a cute event with people listening to chamber music and then painting, responding to the music. So always fun to be up on Music Mountain.
Yeah, they did a nice job with that, and everything was free for people. They brought you lunch, and you got a free concert by the Cassatt String Quartet at the end of it.
Yes, it was lovely, a beautiful day, and people were lined up. It was very successful. So onward and upward.
All right, and I read in the paper, which I really think is pretty cool. For years, I've been driving by Kent, seeing this barn fall apart, piece by piece by piece. Not realizing the Kent Land Trust, I guess they bought it and they're going to renovate it, and they're bringing in somebody to Lynn Mellis Worthington has a story on that. They're going to stabilize the structure and then they're going to restore it.
Oh, very good.
And I can remember seeing every year, you could see it deteriorate more and more each year, but it's kind of cool that they're going to restore it and bring it back.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, terrific.
Well,
very good.
Well, Ruth, there we stand.
I hope you have a nice, easy week, and
is it not?
we'll have an interesting weekend, a very busy Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. We will be laboring. You will be laboring.
Will you join us next Monday, even though it'll be Labor Day?
I will join you next Monday. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
We will have to recap and see what's going on, and as we say, start in. Oh, and today is the first day of school, everybody.
Yep.
So
know that already.
Yeah. That's quick summer.
Yeah.
Boy.
Mm. All right there, Ruth.
Great talking to you. Have a good week, guys.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning once again with the Republican American Report. You can find all that information and more at rap-am.com on the web.